Saudi Arabia continues its brutal crackdown on undocumented migrant workers. The crackdown is seemingly aimed at eradicating the kingdom's high unemployment rate. Thousands of foreign workers are on the run as security agents of the world's top oil exporter begin to raid businesses, markets, and residential areas in an effort to arrest migrants. Take a look at the story.
It's not hard to imagine the trauma and terror these migrants have been going through in Saudi Arabia these days. Their crime, lacking proper documents.
Saudis don't want foreigners. They want us to leave. They don't want any foreigners.
It's been about 2 weeks since Riyadh launched the visa crackdown on migrants. But as the operation continues, shocking footage and photographs keep pouring in. They show how Ethiopians are being mercilessly beaten on the streets and other disclosed locations. One person is shown dead after being shot in the chest. The crackdown continues despite Ethiopia's call for the better treatment of its nationals until they are repatriated. Last week, Addis Ababa confirmed the deaths of three Ethiopians in clashes with Saudi police. Hundreds of Ethiopians have already been detained.
They are saying Ethiopians are a problem and have to go. I've been in Saudi Arabia for 3.5 years now, and I am going back to my country.
Expatriate Ethiopians have held demonstrations in several countries against Riyadh's crackdown on illegal migrants. During the protest in Washington, some protesters even made a futile attempt to enter the Saudi embassy to express their anger. But why is the Saudi regime so obsessed with migrants? Perhaps it's part of Riyadh's plans to create jobs for Saudi nationals by reducing the number of foreign workers. But the brutal treatment of Ethiopians and other migrants is nothing new in Saudi Arabia. Human Rights Watch issued a statement in July saying foreign workers were suffering from slavery-like conditions. In its report, the rights group said that workers are forced to work while being denied their salaries, and domestic female laborers often face confinement and severe psychological, physical, and sexual abuses. As the crackdown continues, hundreds of thousands of Bangladeshis, Indians, Filipinos, Nepalese, Pakistanis, and Yemenis have already left the kingdom out of fear. But the shocking abuse of vulnerable migrant workers is nothing surprising. The global community is already well aware of the Saudi regime's repression of its own people who are demanding freedom and justice.